5:05. Welcome back to the morning after. We have podcasts for this show. They're kind of up now, so you can check them out if you're just joining us. But we'll be on till 10 o'clock every Saturday morning, 8 to 10, the morning after, Q105 with maybe Demetrius Nicodemus, State Farm sponsor soon to come. He's here. It's Eric. Floyd is here with us today, and Demarius, our first ever intern, I guess.
Yes.
We're getting big. This dress like Bond thing. First of all, Demarius, you want to tell that story? And they kind of tie together, dress like Bond, because you went to a fashion show last night?
Yeah, I went to a fashion show last night. So it was a BSU fashion show, and the host that was hosting actually fell off the stage. It was like the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, you were losing your mind.
Yes, I was. I feel like after that, like, the host wasn't really credible to me, but it was hilarious. He was funny.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he was awesome.
You said, is that Black Student Union?
Yeah, it's Black Student Union.
So people were looking good, right?
Yes, yeah. Oh my word, it was amazing. All the ladies were looking good. The men was dressed like elites. Like it was great.
I don't think you've met our friend Philip. He's not one of these two. He's another person. Here today. Philip is a fantastic dresser, and I've inquired for his help, but I want to get started today. There is a Bond themed kind of thing I've been invited to at Registry Bistro next Saturday night. It's a Jewish Federation of Toledo fundraiser. They're calling it the soiree, and it's shaken, not stirred, all that Bond stuff. And Deacon, I think you guys can attest to this. I do have other things besides sweatpants and comic book T-shirts, but right. I was going to ask Philly T to help me get something for this, but I am open to any kind of help as to, and I need to do this on the low. Like, I can't walk into Express or Macy's and buy a tux. I'm not doing a tux. So any suggestions to dress like Bond for this next week?
A simple black suit.
Speedo.
Yeah, or like a bow tie. That would look
My
good
friend
too.
Said that. She's like,
a Speedo. What?
Yeah, like, because there's all, in every Bond movie, there's that scene where he's getting out a random pool.
He's right.
Yeah,
Floyd's
that
right.
That's true. That's true.
Floyd's right.
You've just made this uncomfortable.
For who? I'm in. Let's go, Eric. We're going shopping for Speedos.
Run around with this. How does it make you feel?
I have one key hindrance when it comes to achieving this, which makes the Speedo feasible. I can't tie a tie.
YouTube does.
I've tried.
Oh, that's my go-to.
It's almost been like a hanging. It's ugly. It's,
oh, so good.
Demarius, did you see anything last night that you might suggest for me? Because the guys look good too, right?
Yeah, the guys did look great.
Did they all wear ties?
No, it was more of a variety of. So the theme was back to the 90s or back to the future.
Correct.
So a lot of the outfits were like designed. Okay. So I'm not a fashionista or anything that type. So I wouldn't be able to help you out that much, but I can offer like my
Please
opinion.
Do.
Yeah, definitely.
I can judge you as a woman.
Yeah.
If that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
If you want female judgment, I'm more than capable of judging you.
Floyd?
Why not? Yeah.
Are you trying to stand out?
No.
No.
Oh, never mind.
Although I would do like...
Be like Rugged Bond after a fight. We'll get you a distress shirt. We'll put some burn holes in it. You walk in, and you're like, I'm here.
I really think the whole theme of it is more of the formal side.
Right.
Whatever.
Of dressing like a tux. Right. You don't want to come in and blood makeup and...
No one said makeup. Just look like you ran on top of a train.
D has recentered this thing because I was even thinking like, what about a Bond villain? Look at my fake arm and my metal teeth.
Yeah, as I stroke this cat.
Right.
The claw from the doctor.
I bring my little dog with me. Can I go to like, I was thinking it's always safe to do like all black. Like black shirt, black coat. I don't want to spend a ton. It would be great if I could do this for under $100 because the chances of me wearing this stuff again anytime soon are slim.
Right.
Maybe H&M. Could I even pull off Goodwill?
I would.
You would have to go like... to more than one location, probably. You would have to really look for an outfit.
Bond dress is so fancy.
Yeah,
like,
he does.
Yeah, like...
Oh, man.
Why no input here?
What? I'm listening. I am listening to...
I think once you say one Bond outfit, you've described them all.
Just, right, exactly.
Suit and pants.
Yeah, it's a simple black suit, and you need a suit because you're a grown-ass man. You need to own a suit.
And make sure it fits too, like your cuffs and everything.
Yeah.
Go to, you can try Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh, that's a nice store.
It's not
store.
Just coats anymore.
I know. Yeah. Well, and there's a huge suit section.
When I was like six and I went into Burlington Coat Factory and they had a downstairs and there was like furniture and t-shirts, I'm like, Mom, this is incredible. It's such a lie. I'm not buying a suit right now. I will get a suit for when I need a suit.
You need one now.
No! You need one.
This backfired in your face.
You need a suit. The need for you to have a suit has grown since you now have decided to share your life with someone special. What happens when she wants to take you to a family function or something and you can't wear that very shiny mustard-colored shirt that you love so much for formal time?
I've worn that once.
And how many times have you done formal things? Not once.
You have a mustard-colored shirt?
It is bright yellow.
Burn it.
Wakanda forever.
Since you brought her up to wrap up this, and you guys have been little to no help whatsoever. So
I know. You need a suit. Dang, get a
I'm
suit.
Sorry.
Not doing a suit.
You can go to Goodwill. Just make sure that like the suit hadn't been used for like some funeral
can
or something.
Can I get like a
what era of Bond are you going for?
I don't know, but like my neighbor upstairs.
Are you doing racist Bond?
Was he
like
racist?
1960s, 1950s Bond?
It's a Jewish thing. I can assure you there will be nothing but white people there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you're like right. A Daniel Craig Bond.
So like, yeah.
Up to date.
There's not going to be any like Lenny Kravitz's there?
I would love this woman Karen that I met yesterday. She was black, probably still is, but I know she
well, for the next 4 days, she
was black. Who knows what happened when she woke up this morning.
Right, exactly.
That's, I hear that's been happening a lot lately.
Hey, Karen.
She was telling me all about the school, and I noticed she had a Jewish star, a Star of David. I was like, are you Jewish? She's like, nope, but my husband is, so I live that life.
That was deep.
Anyway, you guys have been of no help whatsoever, so thank you. Yeah. But you brought up Lindsay, the girl. Why?
I said we were of help. Burn that yellow shirt.
Burn the yellow shirt. Get a suit. Demarius, anything? Black?
Yeah, black.
I was
always bet on black.
Bernard.
Lindsay last week, and she's going to hate this. Like, we haven't discussed like how far and how much I can talk about, but she leans more towards Kara when it comes to...
Like, keep your mouth shut about us?
Because I asked her to come in today, and she was like, absolutely not. I support what you do. She said to me last week that when I was getting her germs, she's like, blank me already so I can take my contacts out.
This just got uncomfortable for me.
Wait, I'm like, wait, what? Where did the story go?
Oh, we know where it went. Right to that yellow shirt. Burn it.
Right to
Florida. Yes, burn it.
Right under.
Why would you even share that story?
What is like, wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm almost positive now.
It's
like, as far as like, you know, easing her into this kind of thing, that you don't lead with that story.
Yeah.
You do something cute. Like, you know what? She left like a toothbrush over at the house one day, and I went, oh, it needs its own little cup. Oh, isn't that cute? She left her toothbrush. And then you ease into another story like, oh my God, I can't believe that she left her underwear sitting on the bathroom floor like that. That's just rude. And then you get to the already so I can get my contacts.
Wakanda forever, except you.
Yeah.
It just shows you that we're that comfortable. And I did mention in an earlier segment that we were sitting on the couch with the dogs watching Netflix. I'm like, oh, this
is
nice.
And she just demands it like that?
Right. And why do you need contacts?
I know.
You
know what, why does she have to take them out? I mean, she can't do it until?
She's very addicted to her contacts. Like, she's
are
like,
they colored?
A little bit tinted.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. But
the lights were off.
Okay, no, that doesn't make sense anymore.
She's very bossy. Like, you want to do this now? Like, we don't have time to do this now, but I'll sum it up like this. I like a lot of foreplay. And
the gay guy is out. I'm out.
she does a lot of eye rolling. So, but yeah, it was
your caresser.
She's eye rolling right now.
And she's like, oh my God, you guess what? You're gonna get three play when you get home.
Oh my God, stop! Stop!
The majority of times,
what are you doing?
We have done this. She has demanded me to go faster. Like, let's go. Let's move it along.
Oh my God.
Let's get to the last inning. Let the closer in.
Bring in the lefty. Bring in the lefty.
And from now on, anytime we talk about sex, we're just going to be like, it's going under Floyd's bed with his mom's vibrator.
Oh.
Hit us up on the web at Q1055.com.